Kusi Andaraka Sabiramu. We love you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, we celebrate you. Like never before, you will open our understanding. You will bring light into our spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Celebrate the Holy Spirit. Celebrate God. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. I want to appreciate God for making this a possibility. I want to thank God for the life of everyone seated here. I want to thank God for the life of all our workers, our ministers. Let me celebrate Pastor Tunde Alao. Let me celebrate him. He's a wonderful person. Celebrate him. Hallelujah. A lot of you will have known a lot of my shortcomings, if not that Pastor Tunde is an assistant pastor. And so celebrate him once again. I want to appreciate especially Pastor Abraham Adebayo. He's been here since yesterday. And I know the Lord has given him a lot for us. How many of you trust God for that? And so we are expectant today. And I know. Let's celebrate the president. He's the president of Unification, UI. And the Joint Christian Campus. I think that was the first time in history that they would choose a CNS member. They would choose a CNS member. We celebrate you. God bless you. Hallelujah. The time given is so limited. I am trusting the Holy Spirit to help me within this short period of time. I like you all to concentrate and have your phone switched off. Hallelujah. Like you all know, the theme of this program is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and the prophetic ministry. The Holy Ghost and the prophetic ministry. When I began to meditate and trusting God for this meeting, the Lord told me, he said, reintroduce the Holy Spirit to my people. You know, for so many years, we have limited the Holy Ghost to somebody shaking in the church service. And so when you restrain the person, they will say you did not allow the Holy Ghost to work. Or when you stop the person, a lot of ideas, a lot of things have been, you know, given to us, a lot of impression about who the Holy Spirit is and who is not. In fact, some people think the Holy Spirit is one of the angels. And that's why this, you know, people celebrate an angel. They can't differentiate. I was in Sokoto many years ago. It happens to be Holy Michael Day. I was invited. They invite me annually like that. And so towards that September 29, and I was asked to come and minister. And I told them, I said, I have a bigger expectation here. Who are you expecting? I asked them that question. I said, are you expecting the Holy Michael here today or the Holy Ghost? I wanted them to be very clear about their expectation. Let me tap your neighbor, say, be clear today about your expectation. I deliberately asked them. I told them the place of Holy Michael. I explained the Holy Ghost. I explained the place of the angels to them and their hierarchy, even, you know, in the spirit. And I began to tell them, there's a bigger personality here. Let me tell your neighbor, say, the Holy Ghost is here. And so as I began to expand to them, the Bible says in book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 44, it says, as Peter began to speak, that was what happened that day. As I opened my mouth and I began to talk about the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden, they saw a dimension they had never seen before. My prayer today is, after this meeting today, you will know the Holy Ghost like never before. Amen. If you are saying amen, you may be the loudest. Amen. And so I'm trusting him to give me so much utterance that, you know, you will go here, you will go out of this place conscious of his person in your life. Now let me quickly tell you, this gathering is not only for prophet. I want you to know that we are in the last days that the Bible spoke about, and we pour out my spirit, the Holy Ghost, upon how many flesh? All flesh. Talk to me, upon how many flesh? All flesh. And we are not just some gathering because he wants to raise prophet. The vision is this. The Lord told me, he said, I want to raise new breed of prophet and a prophetic people. The voice is the prophetic voice of Christ to the world. And so we are not just talking about people in the office of the prophet. We are talking about people who are not all in the office of the prophet, who equally carry prophetic gifts. There are many of you here who operate powerfully. You are not a prophet. You don't operate in the office as given Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. But you carry so much grace upon your life, you know, in the prophetic. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I pray to be amplified today.
Amen.
If I say amen, let it be the loudest.
Amen.
So we are going to be looking at our position as a church. As a voice, as a prophetic voice. We are not just some gathering. We are just see how they have made, you know, people are making mockery of the church today. Because we let our position of being a voice to the world. People look at us, comedians talk about us, politicians talk, even people in the church, because they don't know who they are. We don't know our position. In these last days, God is raising the church again. When the church speak, the word will catch cold by the reason of the authority of Christ within us, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so, if there are some of you in the course of these teachings, not only mine, you find out that you don't even belong in the office, because some of you are already assuming the office, that you speak in tongues and you interpret somebody in your fellowship, does it make you a prophet? So in the course of this teaching, you will find out, and I pray the Holy Ghost will help you find out.
Amen.
Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the third person of Trinity. Jesus promising them in John chapter 14 and from verse 26, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send unto you the Holy Spirit. He shall teach you how many things. I want a very sharp person behind that projector. Give me John 14:26. Sit down there permanently. As I call this scripture, give it to me sharp. This is a teaching. This is not preaching. And so I want every one of us to be on the same. Let me celebrate, Daddy. Celebrate, Daddy. Daddy, we celebrate you. Thank you for coming early. Hallelujah. But the comforter, somebody said the comforter. He is not a comforter. He is the comforter. The Holy Ghost is the comforter. Which is the Holy Ghost? I love this. The comforter. Which is the Holy Ghost? Whom the Father will send in my name. In whose name did the Holy Ghost come?
Jesus.
Talk to me.
Jesus.
Talk to me.
Jesus.
He shall teach you how many things?
All things.
Oh, I'd like you to underline these things. He shall teach you how many things?
All things.
And bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, he will remind you of all things. The Holy Ghost is not one of the angels, like I earlier said. The Holy Ghost is not one of the spirits. And so, the prophetic is the one of the gifts of Christ to the church. Ephesians chapter 4, if you read from verse 10, the Bible says, he ascended on high, he brought gift unto men, he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, give me Ephesians chapter 11, some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists, and some pastors. He said, for the equipping of the saints, for the maturing of the saints, that the saints may do the work of ministry. We are all in the work. Say to your neighbor, we are all in the work. But God has chosen some people to perfect us, to equip us. God do not set people on an errand untrained. It's easy for us to gather you here and start speaking in tongues and five people go in trance and will tell you visions. That's separated. And one of the office that he separated to equip and edify God's people is prophetic, which I am privileged to be in. I celebrate. You know, I sing this song a lot. There's nothing that can ever qualify you for the office the Lord has called you into. It's just His choice. Igbe to pe mi, igbe ayo ni, mo Jesu logo. I'm happy I'm not a professor. Oh, glory to God. I celebrate that call. If there's anything, I don't celebrate that I have built a house. I don't celebrate that I have bought a car. I don't celebrate that I have a beautiful wife. I celebrate the call of God. If there's anything in your life, you should say it's the highest call. It's the biggest call. Not a call to be a president of a nation. God call you. Some of you don't value the office because you don't know the importance attached to it. You are not just a prophet to get people, a few number of people, and prophesy to them and get their money. You are God's mouthpiece. We find your place.
Yeah.
If you are seeing me, let's make the loudest.
Yeah.
He gave some to be apostles, some to be prophet. So like I said earlier on, remove the Holy Ghost from these five offices. All you will have behind the pulpit are motivational speakers. Remove the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. You can see what is happening today in the church. In all of this, I'm going to be, concentrating on the prophetic. But in all of these offices, apostles, prophets, evangelists, people have made motivational speakers out of this. All kind of activities in the name of these offices. And that's why we want to see what is the place. It's not about studying the scripture. You quote scriptures here and there. There's a person behind what you are doing. I was telling someone, Jesus speaking in John 6, verse 63, if I'm right. He said, the words that I speak unto you. Listen, they are not just words. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. When we talk, we are not just talking. There's a voice behind our voice. The Holy Ghost. When we say, listen to me, it bothers me how somebody will lift his rod of staff, his or staff of office or Bible and say, in the name of the Father, he wants to lie. In the name of the Son and the Holy Ghost. See the people call the Holy Ghost. He wants to deceive someone. The Holy Ghost just told me. Let's not even go to that. What about brothers who go about telling sisters? The Holy Ghost. Do you know who the Holy Ghost? Jesus speaking. He was warning the Pharisees. He said, you can blaspheme me. You'll be forgiven. You can talk anyhow to the Father. But someone is coming. Where is the position of the Holy Ghost today? Somebody is in trance and the person interpreting is saying, where is the Holy Ghost? Malaika. Holy Ghost is not Malaika. Holy Ghost is the third person. He's the chief executor of Godhead. He's the one that executes the plan. He said he will not say or do anything. He's the one that do what the Father thinks. Whatever the Father is thinking about you, the Holy Ghost executes that in your life. And that's why you can never come to fulfillment in life and destiny if you don't know him. You will know him beyond speaking in tongues today.
Yeah.
Because many of us are limited to that. That's all you know about the Holy Ghost. You are in church. Three people hold you because you are in trance. And that's all you think the Holy Ghost is. One year, I'm Benny Araomanye. Holy Ghost, help us today.
Amen.
You will live here a new person.
Amen.
There's a heart cry. There's a burden in his heart. that he is not giving recognition. Again, he inaugurated the church. The Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2, when Jesus told them, he taught them for 40 days and he said, go and wait. You will receive power. Say after me, say power. A dimension of power that has never existed on earth except in one person, Christ. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. As God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and with power. Talk to me, Bible students. And he went about. Listen to me. There's a dimension of the Holy Ghost you will enter. You can't stay in one place. Men will look for you and drag you out. I'm not praying. I'm telling you what will happen. He went about as God, even Christ, had to be anointed by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that all righteousness, Christ speaking in Matthew chapter 3, that the Holy Ghost, that the order might be proper, John baptizing Christ, and the Lord opened the eyes of John. For the first time, he saw a personality, the third person. He said, I saw him. He is not a dove. He landed like a dove. Talk to me. He is not. Stop representing the Holy Ghost with a kind of beast, white beast. No, the Holy Ghost, if it were in our generation, John the Baptist will say, I saw him landing like an aircraft. The only thing he could describe the landing of the Holy Ghost was a dove. Leke leke ba mi leke o. And so while you are clapping in the church, in your imagination, you'll be seeing birds flying into the church. And somebody say, "Bye, mi oluwa wi mo ri pe awon eye fofo wole." May you be helped today.
Amen.
He landed like, he descended like. There's something we in figure of speech we call simile, and then and what? Metaphor, where you have direct and indirect comparison. He's a person. You can communicate with him. He communicates with you. Many of us don't know him. And so when he speaks to you, you say, can he counsel for me? Something told me. He is not something. He is a person. He can form apostles. Show me an apostle that have lost the place of the Holy Ghost. I will show you. A man who only wear priestly garments. Ileke. Has no force of the spirit on the inside of him. As God anointed Jesus, he went about doing good. As you leave this place today, you will go about doing good.
Amen.
He was not only going about doing good, he was healing all those that were sick and oppressed. That is what becomes the normal life of a believer when it's fully filled. We're going to be looking at levels that you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Number one, you can have his presence. When it comes upon you, you can have the presence of the Holy Ghost like he came upon them. You can have the fullness. The Bible says, and Peter being filled, he rebuked the man, the sorcerer, that was hindering them from ministering to that governor. Being filled. Many of us stop at the place of his descension, which is the presence upon our life. The day he came upon you, that was the end of it. And so you became a lore. Hey! Many of us lost him in activities. Isoji, eleme, alore. That you know, listen to me. His priest is not the gift. The gift is different from the person. Get this. You can have the gift and don't know the person. You can have the gift and the person that gives the gift is not the one controlling. You can become the one controlling the gift yourself. And so some people are not wrong when they say Moluemi. Not wrong. They are not wrong. His presence. Tell your neighbor, say, maintain the presence that you can have the fullness. When they say something is filled, it means there's a measure. The Bible says it, the Holy Ghost came upon Jesus without measure. The first time it came upon him, he had the fullness. But for you, you will build yourself around him. Come into intimacy. Come into fellowship. Say koinonia. Come into friendship. You can't have a friend that you don't communicate together. That friend cannot help you. You can't help that friend. Develop friendship. Unity. He said, don't you know that your spirit is united with the spirit of Christ, the Holy Ghost? Where your spirit is united. Maintain the unity. Number three, knowing his personality. Getting to know that the Holy Ghost is not some kind of spirit that only moves when we are gathered in the church. It's a person that constantly, I was teaching lately in our church how to communicate with the Holy Spirit. And I said the first thing you should know about clear communication with the Holy Ghost is his position and his location. Please, where is the Holy Ghost? Talk to me, where is he? Knowing him as a person. I know my wife. When my wife comes in from the office, I can tell what has happened, if she's happy or not. I have known her to a point. Even when she pretends to be happy, I so know. I'll say, I know something is something wrong. She knows me that much. Intimacy. We sleep on the same bed. We live in the same room. We eat together. We talk every day. We have come to a point. To a point that if I need something, my wife perceives it from the office. Our spirits have been sewn, so you know, put together. She's a person. She's not just a picture I hang in my parlor. No, she's not just something on my phone. She is a person. I hold her. We talk. We talk every day. We wake up in the morning. We hold hands. She is a person. The Holy Ghost is a person. Not until we have social media today. Many of us did not know that you can be communicating with a person far from your country and you will emotionally be attached to the person. Though the person is not on in your country, you are probably on WhatsApp chatting or something. You will feel the pain of that. You understand what I'm talking about here. You feel the pain of the person. If the person is happy, you feel that is how close the Holy Ghost can be to any one of us. He's a person. Number four, knowing his partnership. This is big. I feel like reserving this later. Listen to me. Holy Spirit, thank you. Give me Colossians, Ephesians. Give me Ephesians chapter 2 and from verse 10. You need to concentrate. I don't like distraction. Ephesians 2, for we have his workmanship. A scripture hits my spirit. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon the throne. Pastor Tunde, when I have 30 minutes left, let me know. For we have his workmanship. That word workmanship, replace it with partnership. We are his partnership, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. We are God's workmanship. That's why he told them. Look at how the partnership came about. He said, wait, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Then you will partner with him and you will become witness. Is somebody getting what I'm talking about here? He said, wait, you can't do this. It's a partner that must come. When he comes, he rather cannot do it with you. Something many of us don't know today. There are a lot of things the Holy Ghost wants to do in the church. He's trying to force somebody. He has given you a book to write. It is still a manuscript. He has given you a song to sing. You have not entered the studio. He has given you a sermon to preach. You have not studied. He can't, one thing you don't know, the Holy Ghost cannot be fully manifested without the body. That was what when he said, I will give you a comforter. He will teach you all things. How comes again he gave some to be apostles? I think the comforter should do it alone without the prophets or the pastors. He said, then I'm going to add to it. He gave some to be apostles that they will come into partnership. My pain is this. They have left their partner and partner with the things of the world. People come today, they preach philosophy, give all kind of prophecies. And today, many of you believe the challenge I have with the church of God today, we have lost the touch of the real presence of the Holy Ghost. Anybody that says anything, listen, anything you just said is the Holy Spirit. I went to preach somewhere in one church. I said, how comes you take the Holy Spirit for anything that is shaking? How comes? Anything that is shaky, anything that can motivate, that don't scatter anywhere. How comes? The people don't know. And so the people giving the office, knowing that the people don't know the difference, they speak by any spirit. There are prophecies by other spirits. There are tongues by other spirits. There are tongues that are not given. The Bible says, and the Holy Ghost gave them utterance, and they began to speak. Others can give utterance. What spirit is behind it? Help me, Holy Spirit, here. The scripture just hit my heart as I quoted the scripture. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. For it is God that worketh in us to will and to do. Well, give it to me. Give it to me. I'd like us to see it. Philippians 2 and verse 13. Holy Spirit, thank you. For it is God which worketh in you. That's the Holy Ghost. The God in you. Tell your people, say, the God in you. The Holy Ghost. For it is God which worketh in you. But the will is the one that gives the will. The will comes from vision. You begin to have strength. Body is the one that worketh in you. But the will, he gives you the vision. He gives you the capacity to do. How dare you go on your own? I hear people start ministry today. You can tell when you ask them, what is God sending you? You will see the Holy Ghost in their mission and in their vision. Ask, when somebody say, God has called me, ask him two questions. Don't say, God did not call you. Don't say that. God will not take permission from you to call anybody. Ask him, what is your vision and your mission? You will know if it's not in partnership. May you remain constantly in partnership.
Amen.
May you never preach without him.
Amen.
May you never sing without him.
Amen.
What happened to the church of God? Men sang without the instrument. Under partnership with the Holy Ghost and people are healed. What happened that we have skills today without partnership with the Holy Spirit? People come and say, oh, yeah. They do all kind of hard leaping. The Holy Ghost is not there. People shout and scream. The Holy Ghost is not in the noise. And the Bible says Elijah, thinking God was, he was not there. That there's a thunder doesn't mean people speaking and everything doing ba-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. He wasn't there. It looks like it was going to rain. He was not there. He wasn't there. A lot of things we do today, even what we call spiritual activities and gifts, he's not there. It takes a man who knows him to know if he's not in a place. You will accept anything when you don't know what you are. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. The Holy Ghost came to me and showed me. He said, I want to gather my people. I knew he was speaking to me. There's this burden that comes. Even when I want to restrain it, he shares with you. Listen to me. This is what happens in a board where you have partners. They share their visions. They share the burden. They share the price. They share the profit. Holy Ghost is sweet. Stay in partnership with him. Money will come. The Bible said Jesus came out of the wilderness. After he was baptized, he went to the wilderness. He was baptized by the Holy Ghost. He went into the wilderness. He left the wilderness. And the Bible said his fame went abroad. Who went to tell people? He had not done anything. His fame, when you are in partnership with the Holy Ghost, fame is not what you start looking for on Facebook. Say partnership. And the Lord is calling you today. You may not be a prophet. You are a saint. You are a prophetic voice of Christ to the world. He's calling you into partnership today. He's beckoning on your spirit. In fellowship. Stop this doing church thing. Stop this active. Some of us have grown into activists in the church. You are just everywhere. You are nowhere. Stay with him. Let him introduce you. Let him tell people about you. Stay in partnership. I wish I can dwell more on that. Time will not permit me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Many have built prophetic ministry and other ministries and their gifts on other spirits. The Bible speaks in the book of 1 John. Give it to me, chapter 4. Very important, from verse 1. Very important. Make it very fast. Please, time. We still have two other teachings coming up. Dear friends, do not believe. This is, you know, some people say, as far as this person say, ni oruko emi mimo, as far as he say, in the name of the Father, I will believe. Many people are in, their lives are down the drain, their lives are destroyed. They believe anything. I've heard people say that. If you think what this person is saying is not, he say, as far as he calls the name of God, he calls the name of Jesus, he calls the Holy Spirit, I take it. Hey, it's the Okwari one at all. When you get to heaven, God will show you this scripture. He will call you friends. Dear friend, do not be. He will tell you. Didn't I tell you? He said, Father, I believe it because the person called your name. Hey. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. Mine if they are of God, because many false prophets. Listen, the Lord told me when I was preparing, he said there's no prophetic ministry that can operate without the spirit or without spirits, both false and real. Did you get that now? Like, I've never heard it before. He said there's no prophet. Even if the person is a false prophet, he will need some kind of spirit to stand as a prophet. This make the prophetic a little different from other offices in the fivefold ministry. Either the person is genuine or not. And that's why people get familiar spirit and come to church. I said 080. Call your phone number because you have forgotten it. I don't know why. Holy Spirit, help me. I really want to be focused. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to determine if they are from God. When Jesus was speaking, the Father will send the Holy Ghost in whose name? Now, what is John telling them? He remembered what Jesus told them, that there is only one spirit from God. He says, so if it is not from God, because he told them in John chapter 14, he told them in John chapter 16, he said, the Father will send the Comforter. And so John reminding them the destination where the Holy Ghost came from. Today there are all kinds of spirits all around, family, telling you. You see, listen to me. It is not the whole, only the Holy Ghost that makes a man see vision. All kinds of activities. People have built ministries. They have built churches on other spirits. And that was what led people at a point. Pastor Abraham will be telling us some history. He was telling me some things about the Seeress I've never heard before. When Baba Orimolade came, I love that man. I'm going to meet him in heaven. You know there will not be introduction in heaven. Perfect knowledge. We just know. And that's why we have a glimpse of it here. Say, I write unto you that you may know. You just know. I want any Europe. Won fesu fesu dade agbara o kono dide awon e yoro pe dedino won fesu lesu na sella ka hamle sotalia were living. The Pharisees said, we know the spirit by which, and that was what that song was referring to. One look, we want to lay su daddy, and he told them, you need a stronger force. Hey, tell your neighbor, say, in this generation, you need a stronger force. Jesus telling them, he said, if a house cannot be divided against itself, for you to capture a person like the devil, you need to be stronger. Because of this meeting today, altars will be shut down. These people are growing stronger because the church is losing the place of the Holy Ghost. They threaten you with death. The Bible says Peter was so bold when that man asked him, and he said, can you? When he saw a dimension from other small spirits, he said, please let me give you money so that I can do the, I can receive this. Peter said, do you, to hell, anger rose. Today, people make merchandise in the name of the Holy Ghost and you clap for them. Hey, I was in Igbo. I felt like crying. I finished ministry and he called one man. I won't mention his name. You all know him. And after he messed them up, mess up. He embarrassed God's people. He brought the saints of God and mixed them in the public and said things by other spirits, not by the Holy Ghost. Because the people don't even know the difference when it is the Holy Ghost or not. Everything he was saying, they were swallowing it. And at the end of the meeting, I sat on their altar and I heard one of them said, he raised for us 2.4 million and they were celebrating him. Are you not tired? To hell with your money. You buy the Holy Ghost. Buy the Holy Ghost. You can neither buy, you can't buy him, neither can you sell him. Bring 100,000 so that you will hear the voice of the Spirit. It is not the Holy Ghost. Don't believe, but test the Spirit to determine if they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out. Why? Now, the Lord began to speak to me about the prophetic, and he said, the prophetic is an office I chose from inception. Thank you very much. I chose the prophetic from creation. There was no pastoral from creation. There was not the teaching. He said, I chose that office, and the devil saw what I did with the office. He tried to counterfeit the office, even in the Old Testament. But the genuine ones were too powerful. Hey! Elijah said, gather all the prophets of Baal. Only one man. He gave them time, about 6 to 10 hours. He said, I want us to know today. This was a church thing. They were in the city park or the mountain. He said, give them time. And he sat down. I could imagine Elijah in our days speaking in tongues. And watching them. Today you speak it, nothing happens. And they called their God. The Bible says he stood again to mock them. He was the one mocking them. Today they are the one mocking us. He said, what happened? Maybe your God has gone on a journey. To prove to them, he said, gather me 12 stones. Pour water, put the sacrifice. If I be, may such great ministers in the New Testament, in the new creation, rise from here today. Yeah! If I be, that wasn't a prayer. That was an affirmation of his office. He wasn't praying. If I am in the office, yes, if I be a prophet, if I be the servant of God, let fire fall. He just wanted them to know the genuity of his call. He was not praying. God was waiting for him. God would not have sent that fire without him. This man went ahead. One man shot heaven against a city. It was not God that told him, so that I will punish them, go and pray that there will not be rain. This man stood as an authority, as a legislator, and he judged a city. And he said, if I be a prophet, there will not be rain. He said, let there not be rain. He locked it. He came back again. 3 years, 6 months later, he opened it by himself. You will find your authority in the Holy Ghost. Men in the Old Testament. God began to show me in different capacities this prophet operates. The Bible said there is no prophecy of the scripture that's of private interpretation. Men were inspired by God. Inspiration is by the Holy Spirit. There is a spirit in man. Job 32 and verse 8. The spirit in man, the inspiration of the Almighty God that giveth him understanding. Talk to me, Bible students. Say understanding. Understanding. The
is the spirit. That was what was operating in them. They had, and their own was a one visitation. The Holy Ghost was not resident in them. But they made so much exploits. Look at Daniel. He reigned for 55 years with about four different governments. None of the government could separate him because of temporal descension of the Holy Ghost on him. He said, I understood by the books of the prophets the inspiration. Now God came in the New Testament and put it inside of us. Put him inside of us. And all we could do with him is tell some kind of vision. See, I wonder when people stand up in church and say some kind of visions. Hello, some of us need to go back to school. Some of us need to be in new combat class. Listen, I don't care how long you've been demonstrating the gifts. Show me your results. This one keep coming to me. Àwọn yìí ni ọ̀rọ̀ pé wọ́n fi ṣú lè ṣú dáadé. For many years in Saturday vigils, we only clap to those songs. We didn't know. We enter and say, we clap and sing those songs. All we had, because that was all we know. It's prophecies after prophecies. There's an exploit in the Holy Ghost. When you press into these things, your life will never remain the same again. Some of our fathers operated in these dimensions. And so God told me, he said, I brought this office again and I added other offices to it. He said, but the devil is after strongly. And now if you look today, how many of you noticed, like a decade ago or 10 years to this time, the upsurge of false prophets. I've been a Christian now. All of a sudden, this thing started happening, sir. Do I have a witness here? 10 years ago or 20 years, you know, it's just everywhere. Look at South Africa. How many of you are praying for South Africa? They literally bring demons into the church, give people snake to eat, hypnotize people in the name of the prophetic ministry to eat grass. I told my wife one day, I said there was a church service where a prophet asks people to eat grass. My wife said, how can that be possible? I show her the video. She couldn't look at it. They have multiplied in their numbers. It's an agenda, sir. It's an agenda. Do you know what the devil saw? He saw what will happen with the Holy Ghost and the believers in the last days. And so he's quickly multiplying his vessels to counterfeit. And if you know there's something, there's despise of the prophetic. It's the agenda of the devil. He raised counterfeit so that those who are in faith can despise even the original. It's hard today to introduce yourself as a prophet. I've told you my story before. A daughter in the Lord brought her father to school and she was so excited to introduce her father to me. I said, Daddy, this is our brother in our fellowship. He's a prophet. And I was happy to meet the man. I didn't know why I was just a brother in the fellowship. I didn't know why she called me a prophet. And so, the first thing the father told me, well, Lee, am I going to see me? I was embarrassed. Some of us have changed our title from prophet to pastor. Some people remove prophet and put doctor because of the shame. They don't want to associate with the shame. But the day has come. And now is the day that nations will hear the voice of Christ through your ministry. Once again, this glory will be restored. People don't want to associate. They don't want to associate. I'm proud to say it anywhere, any day. The Lord told me, I was a teenager when he told me, I've called you a prophet unto nations. But he said, it's not good to be saying I am prophet I said, no, God called me that first. So I don't need excuse or permission from before, because he first called me. And that's why Apostle Paul was bold all the time. I am apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was bold about it. That's by the way. I don't know, I'm still at introduction. Holy Spirit, help me today. Now listen, let's just see how far we can go. Exploit in the prophetic ministry and in the gift of the prophet is how it's a function of how much of the giver of the gift that you know. I've told you this before. The gift of the Holy Spirit that was illustrated in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 were given by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 are the gifts of men to the church by Christ. Are you getting it now? Now, a man cannot operate in any of those gifts of Christ to the church without the person of the Holy Spirit. Neither can you, and that's why some of you have genuine gift of the Spirit. There's hardly a child of God that doesn't have one gift of the Spirit. You have one. That you don't go in trance does not mean you don't have the one of the gift. There's the gift of administration. There's discernment of spirits. There's interpretation of tongues. All diverse, it's a diverse spirit. In our church, we began to teach on the power gift. And we taught it to the point that we began to see the operation in our midst. The gift of healing. The gift of miracle. The gift of power. The gift of faith. These gifts will find expressions in your life.
Amen.
Let me bring that man of God here. Praise God. Give me Acts 13 and from verse 1. Very fast. Make it very fast. Let's see how we can just... A lot here I have to say. Acts 13 from verse 1. Very important. Acts 13. In the local church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers. Now, I want you to understand this, please. Look up, everybody. The writer of Acts was saying were prophetic teachers. They were prophets equally, not like there were some of them are prophets and some of them are teachers. Are you getting me now? Because if you look at it from the way King James put it here, you think he's saying in that gathering some people are prophets and some people, if you read the Message version, you will see the Message version puts it at in the church there are some who are prophetic preachers and teachers. That's how he puts it, the Message version. So here, the writer of Acts is saying, in the local church at Antioch, there were prophets, prophetic teachers, prophets who are teachers. Can I talk to you today? One of the primary functions, Pastor Abraham will be talking about prophetic ministry in the New Testament. So I will not dwell much on that. One of the primary assignments of a prophet in the context of the new creation is the capacity to teach. Because part of the ministry or the gifts of the prophet in the Old Testament has been given to the body. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon how many flesh of them. So part of the functions that the prophets had in the Old Testament has been given to all of us. And so in the gifts of men in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11, the prophetic has the teaching ministry. So when you see a genuine prophet, it does not only see visions. A genuine prophet must be a sound teacher of the word. Quote me anywhere. Because some of you think, you know, when you invite us to preach and we don't see any vision, you say, and they say this man is a prophet. How comes he didn't speak in tongues? How come he didn't see any vision? If the primary function of all the offices is teaching, not only the prophetic. Equipping, you don't equip by, you equip people by teaching, impacting them. Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. And now I commend you to the word of God, to the word of God, and I commend you now to the word of God and the word of his grace or something. He said that, give it to me. Christ, which is able to give you an inheritance, to build you and to give you an inheritance among the saints. Leave the scripture. So basically, you must understand this. Now, I'm still going somewhere. Barnabas was one of them. Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius, the Cyrenian, Manian, a close friend of Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. Make it very fast. Give it to me. Verse 2. And as they were ministering to the Lord, hello, half time, you have the gift of the prophet, you are in a prophetic ministry. Your ministry has two faces: ministry to the people and ministering to the Lord. You minister to the people and you minister to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit said, set apart the Holy Spirit. First, they ministered to him. He ministered back to them. I was reading a book. He said, the men I'm using all around the world today, God spoke to a particular prophet. He said, it's not like they are special men in my hands. They are men who separated themselves. They taught me and I taught them back. He said, and they became an amazement to the world. He said, there's nothing different. They are men like every other man. They taught me in the place of fellowship and I taught them. They minister to the Lord and the whole day and the in Lord and fasting, and the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work that I have called them to do. Holy Ghost, give it to me. Verse 3, make it fast. We are going as far as 9, please. Then, after they had fasted and prayed and lay hands on them, they sent them off. Go on. Being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they came down to Seleucia, and from there they said to Cyrus, let's go, verse 5, arriving in Salamis, they proclaimed God's message in the Jewish synagogues, and they also had John as their assistant. Because of time, I would like to stop here. So, brethren in the Lord, this man ministered. Then it was a minister to the Holy Spirit. Say after me, say, communicate with the Holy Spirit. You can't operate independent of the Holy Spirit. No one can do that. There's no one that can do that. Now, give me Acts 21 and verse 10. Make it very fast. Acts 21 and verse 10. Very, very fast. While we were staying there many days, a prophet named Agabus, he was one of the prophets in the New Testament, came down from Judea. Let's go, verse 11. He came to us, took Paul's belt, tied his own feet and hands, and said, this is what the Holy Spirit says in this way to the Jews in Jerusalem. We'll bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the Gentiles' hands. There's a particular part of the Acts that talks about this Agabus, who prophesied of famine, and it actually came to pass. Chapter 11. Now give it. Okay, it's all right there. I thought there's another verse below, but leave it there because of time. Now look at it. I want to know what the Holy Spirit, or who the Holy Spirit is not. Give me 1 Corinthians 2 and from verse 9. 1 Corinthians 2. Who the Holy Spirit is not. Who the Holy Spirit. We're going to look at what the Holy Spirit can do, what he can say, and what he cannot say. Give it to me. 1 Corinthians 2 and from verse 8 precisely. 1 Corinthians 2. None of the 1 Corinthians 2. None of the rulers of this age knew it. For they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord Jesus. Verse 9. But as it is written, for what no eyes has seen, nor ear has heard, and what has never come into a man's heart, is what God has prepared for those who love him. How do we come to this? Give it to me. Verse 10. Now God has revealed them to us by the Spirit. Say, by the Spirit. Talk to me. Say, by the Holy Ghost. How does God reveal things to us? By the Holy Ghost. For the Spirit searches everything, even the deep things of God. How many of you want to know the deep things of God? Come to know the Holy Ghost. come to know the Holy Ghost. A lot of you have read many books, but you have not read about the Holy Spirit. When I mean read, I'm not saying reading about him in the book. Knowing him as a person. Give it to me, verse 11, because of time. Make it fast. For who among men knows the concerns of a man except the spirit of that man that is in him? In the same way, no one knows the concern of God except the spirit of God. Now, I was giving an illustration a few weeks ago. I was doing a teaching in our church here. And many of us have this Google map on our Android phones. And you travel to a place like Lagos and you still miss road. You'll be asking people, please, I'm going to Isolo. They say, Isolo. You have left Isolo behind. You know Lagos people are very crazy. Sorry? Not all Lagos people. You are in the front of the bus stop. They say, Isolo is behind. There's Google map in your hand that tells you every location. When you are 15 meters to the place you have to make a turn. You say, right now, make a turn to the left. How many of you have used it before? Listen to me. The Holy Ghost is like the gobble mark inside of a believer, but he will never listen. Many of you have missed things in your life, missed direction. You have the map of life. He knows the deep things of God. Now, that gobble mark is so sweet. One day I was going to Unilag to minister at night. I can't find my way. In fact, my phone is an iPhone. I had all kind of application on it. And so I've not been using it. And I was not telling my brother, what are we going to ask now? And it's dangerous to just ask anybody in Lagos. He said, are you not aware of? I said, aware of? He said, Google map. He said, don't worry, we won't ask anybody. And so he brought out the application. And the application was just speaking. He turned left. And he said, you have now arrived at your destination. I said, wow. And all this have been coming to Lagos. At time I will stay at the bus stop. Hello, Moti, one bus stop. What if Tematiro Lokada can any Koduro Kebiri? And I had the what could make me locate my destination in my hand. Holy Ghost in the life is in the life of a believer and in the prophetic ministry. But you will never consult him. You just want to do things your own way. You want to ask people, hey, Joba wona shiriro. How do people prophesy? I've seen people ask them, people learn how to speak tongues. Rami juru, saila alabama, biriam, vijia lara, saya, ulaja, viki mizu, sibina. I pray for someone this morning. You will know him like never before. He will amplify your ministry. He will celebrate your ministry. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is not one of those spirits. One, write it down. He is not an angel. They are ministry spirits. Angels are ministry spirits sent to minister to the saints. They are sent to minister for us. Sent to minister unto us. He's not one of the spiritual gifts. He is the gift himself. Hello. He is the gift. The Holy Ghost is the gift. Said the Holy Ghost is the gift. It's not just a voice, it's a person that speaks through the voice of man. It's not just a voice, it's a person that speaks through the voice of man. The Holy Spirit is not a dove. I've said that before. It's not any image. Any people represent the Holy Ghost with all kind of meaning. The Holy Spirit is not a potiary. The Holy Spirit is not covenant boss. People fast for days to carry covenant boss when they had the Holy Ghost inside of them. They call a carpenter. The carpenter will make wood. They put whatever they think inside of it. And they'll be moving around it, clapping. When they have the person. The Holy Ghost is not a potiary. And many of you may be offended with that. For you to really relate with the Holy Spirit, you must be a teachable person. Do you know why many people are not succeeding in the prophetic? They are not teachable. So what do we need to learn? We hear it direct. What are you hearing direct? They can't sit under teachers. When someone is going on, they are the same people you will see that walk out of the church.
And yet now,
they are the same person that first come to the front. When the word of God is being taught you, they don't take notes. It's an insult. I don't care what office you operate in. If any of us comes here, either a prophet or a pastor, take notes. If you have the highest hierarchy of the prophetic, still take notes. For knowledge is in part. You don't know everything. You don't know. You must be a teachable person. The Holy Ghost will not say anything that condemns a believer. I want you to know this. When somebody says, that's not the Holy Spirit. These are the visions people receive from other spirits. Somebody said one day, he said, the Lord told me, he said it in Yoruba, and I'm going to interpret it in English. There are sisters here who don't understand Yoruba. Sorry. He said, Oluwa ne afito oba bogun idile yin be mi se so fun. He's right. Be mi se so fun. And opolopo Oluwa wa, there are many gods and there are many lords. Emi so fun mi, emi wo. Some people will say, some of you take it for granted. They know what they are saying. Awon emi ba mi soro. Mo n gohun awon ariran. Woo woo ohun wo. And some of them quote scriptures like, we will hear a voice speaking, I think that was in that should be in Isaiah, speaking from behind you. It's not behind you, it's within you. Any kind of spirit can speak behind. He is not behind, he is within. He speaks from the inside. I hear one voice. Be careful what voice. My sheep, John 10 and verse 4, they will understand my voice. The voice of the stranger they will not hear. May your ears be shut to strange voices. Amen. Yeah. The Holy Spirit will never say anything that belittles the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, John chapter 16 from verse 13, he said to them, he said, the Holy Ghost will come. He will show you things concerning me. One of the primary assignments of the Holy Spirit is revealing Christ. And that's why any prophecy anybody gives you in the name of the Holy Spirit has spoken, if you can't find Christ in it, throw it in the dustbin. Quote me anywhere. If any prophet comes, if anybody comes in the name of the Holy Ghost has spoken and speaks, you can't find Christ. Why? Even if the person said, God has said, there was nobody that has ever seen God or seen the Father. John chapter 1 and verse 18. No one has seen the Father but the Son. Colossians 1 and verse 15. He said the Son is the express image. Anything you find in the Son and you can't see, he is not in the Father. If you look for the Father, you can't see the Father, because the Bible says, God that dwelleth in the immortality, in an unapproachable light that no man can see. No one can see him. Moses didn't see him. Moses saw the backside of him. But the Son, who was with the Father, who knows the Father, whatever you can see, let anybody say anything. Let him shake. Let him have dreadlock. Let him be on the mountain many years. Anything he say, put it in the lens of the Son. And so look at the prophecy. Pick the lens of the Son. If you can't find it in the Son, throw it away. He is the express image. The Bible says he is the picture of God, the Son. So the Holy Ghost came to amplify the ministry. The Holy Ghost will never speak against the ministry of Jesus Christ. So when somebody belittles and tell you to go and be used, listen, I tell people, I was in a saying this week, and I told them, I said, what the blood of Jesus cannot wash in your life, no soap can wash it. No water. If the blood of Jesus is not enough, then there's nothing we can offer. He will amplify the Son. Yeah. The Holy Spirit will never suggest a carnal or demonic solution for your problems. For the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down. Listen, stop doing all this mixture. Some of you who are young prophets are already going into these things. You go to Lake Uleja, you mix all kind of oil. Some of you smells like mortuary attendants. After you have mixed Cesarobia, Bintu, you mix the weapon of our warfare. They are not immaterial, carnal things. They are spiritual. We operate by an authority that cannot be touched. A fast. Listen, you can't see it, but you cannot resist the result. He said, the man who is born of the Spirit is like the wind. You hear the sound, you feel the effect, but you cannot touch it and you can't stop it. You will become unstoppable. Yeah. If I say, let me be the loudest. Yeah. I will have to stop here. I will reserve this till next edition, August. I won't preach it, I promise you, until August. I promise. I won't teach it. Of course, if the Holy Ghost asks me, maybe you get it on our tape. Because I'm not the one. It is what he tells me to preach that I preach. Praise God. It's the Holy Ghost sweet. Celebrate. Are you blessed today? Listen to me. One of the evidence that you should look out for in the life of a man, a prophet, or any apostle, or any believer, is the raw power of the Holy Spirit. You will receive power. Immediately they received it. It was evidence everywhere. Acts chapter 4. They took notice of them. They said, this man turned the world upside down because they came in partnership with someone, with a person. Raw power. And that's what will happen in the CNS, in the body of Christ, in our generation. Men will see him like never before. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We celebrate you. Check out people's character. Before you accept anybody into your life, you will know by their gift. How you know the Holy Ghost is in somebody's life is the character, fruits. First prophet will rise. He said, but by their fruits. What generates fruits is the Holy Ghost. Gifts are given, but fruits are grown. Listen, the person, the Holy Ghost, that brings about the fruit, the character. Check out for character. We are in a generation where believers have lost character for charisma. Charisma. Interpreting three people. That's not character. That's charisma. People say, I can speak in 21. I don't care. You are promiscuous. You speak in 21 tongues, but you are promiscuous. Character. Can you submit to him today? Let him speak for you. Don't speak for yourself. Some of you have gone to start many things. Let him speak for you and through you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I give you 1 minute to speak and sing the tongues. Sweet Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even as we cruise on in this journey with you today, you will not leave us here on tops. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Celebrate him.